What up?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, that's like Big D's rap voice.
What's up?
What's up?
Think about doing a rap album. You want to be in on it?
No.
Luke's, hey, by the way, congratulations on...
Things are going too good for me right now.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Dude, you know, we're just jamming out, dude. We're doing, this is how we do it.
This is how we do it, baby.
It's how Central does it. Okay, I know the words.
Friday night. Oh, that was big.
God, that was huge. Montel, man.
Gosh.
And then he got that TV show.
That's a different Montel.
Oh,
goofball. For a second there, I was like, he did? He got a TV show?
You had me for
just
a little bit.
Just a second. Hey, congrats on ICU, man.
Thank you. The
sixth number one off this album.
Crazy.
What we're trying to think is, when's the last time that's been done, having this many number ones off of one album?
Someone told me never, but I'm not sure about that.
Seriously?
Now, someone told me that it's never happened, but that is not from me.
Luke's saying that no one's done this before.
No, I'm not saying that.
He's saying that someone told him that that this has never been done. Yeah. Before.
I'm not sure it has. I think maybe Shania's second record had six number ones, but it might have just been five. But either way, you'd be the first male artist.
Male.
Okay, yeah. Here's what I'm looking at. Katy Perry and Michael Jackson both had five number ones from one album.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
No, but I'm just saying, though, that's the only ones I can find with that many. So, dude.
Hey.
You know what?
It's official.
We're telling you right now.
Call it what it is.
Luke, Brian, we're saying that officially no one has ever done what you've done. Six number ones on one album.
Wow. Well, can y'all get me an award maybe?
Sure.
We can make you some biscuits or something. I mean.
The golden biscuit.
The golden biscuit.
The golden biscuit award.
Kit, yeah. Let me see. I'd like to thank White Lily Flower. I'd like to thank Buttermilk.
Of course.
Yeah, anyway, you get it.
I got it. Hey, what's the deal? Why are you making this your last spring break album?
Well, personally, I feel like that somehow I have went through pretty much my 30s with an excuse to go to spring break, and I feel like I've pretty much figured life out by being able to do that, and I probably ought to put an end to it at some point.
Are you going through a change of life?
Yeah, I'm going to get two ear piercings and grow a mullet and buy an 85 Corvette ragtop.
Nice.
That would be cool.
And get and start getting spray tan.
I was thinking the other day, I saw one of your, the Luke Bryan things on Facebook, like you've seen those, right? The cartoon things.
Oh, the one where people talk bad about me and say how they hate me and
usually the ones we see are like touch the booty and all that kind of stuff.
I'm playing.
How does Caroline deal with all that?
Well, she gets her a big handful of this butt.
Nice.
She loves it.
Did it ever bother her? Did you have to have a
sit down?
A talk?
We have to do that, but it's rarely about what I do on stage.
What's the last argument you guys had?
Oh, gosh. Something to do with in-laws, I'm sure.
Do you not get along with them?
I'm not saying.
Mm-hmm.
We fight over it's the dumb things.
There's frustration sometimes. You got to get it out. And I think
she found my dirty magazine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she got real mad. Okay.
And she said, when did you pose for this?
Yes.
God, that's gross. God, it's got that in my head. Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick about, I know you've been doing the Buck Commander thing. How does that work? What's the deal? You guys are doing it with...
That's the last thing we fought about, Buck Commander. Because I'm always deer hunting in my off time. Women don't like that. They don't like you to be gone 300 days a year and then the other 360 to go deer hunt.
You have to invite her at least once or twice.
Yeah, but I always invite her on the mornings that it's like 5 degrees.
Let's see, you're smart.
40 mile an hour wind.
Yeah.
Give her a pair of shorts and a bikini top to come hunting. Hey, I can't help she gets cold.
It's your fault.
With Buck Commander, like I said, luckily when you're kind of not touring, it's hunting season, and just get together with all the guys and we do some hunting. Some hunting, baby.
But, I mean, it's a business, though, right?
Oh, I think so. It was last time me and Willie talked about the state of affairs of buck commanders. So,
I saw a thing for Willie on his Twitter, I think. It was a picture, and it was like you – it's like around Christmas of last year, and you guys were sitting around, and you were playing, and it just seems like Luke's playing guitar again or something. But it seemed like it was a real close friendship.
The simple fact that I get to be a country music singer and then have own a hunting show is like, how did I get this lucky? So, man, it's crazy stuff to go, you know, get filmed, you know, hunting and doing what you love. It's awesome.
Luke Bryan, we'll come back about the tour, big tour again, and we'll talk about that. And did you know that 6 number ones is the most that anyone's ever had on an album?
Ever in history.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, yep, man, it's official.
So you're telling me that.
Yeah, now we're telling you.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm thinking, dude, what is your next, what's your next goal? I mean, you have to have goals. I mean, do you want to have like the number one and number two songs in the same week?
I want to play 3 consecutive Super Bowl halftime shows in 3 consecutive years.
That would be cool.
That's how consecutive works.
Hell with it. 4 Super Bowl halftime shows in a year.
What did you think of Katy
in 1 year?
What did you think of Katy Perry's halftime performance?
I thought it was good. I thought she did good.
I want trees like that. I want the left shark to come and hang out at my house and just dance for me. And trees. I think the singing trees are great.
I didn't get the thing, man.
I thought that if anybody is watching the halftime show on any kind of weird drugs, then they probably like tried to jump into the TV or something.
Hey, let's talk about this this tour. This thing's going to be – I mean, how do you outdo what you've been doing?
We're excited. We're just more tours and getting out, you know, going to cities that we love, man. It's fun to be in a situation where we can go out and tour and work our tails off and loving it, man. It's a good place to be in to where, you know, year after year we can just get out on the road and make it happen.
Yeah, life is good when you're Luke Bryan.
Hey,
man, I'm loving it, loving it.
I'm on your online store, and do you have a choice in what's sold, or are you just kind of whatever? Did you know that you're selling mango lip balm?
I'm not selling mango.
I'm telling you right now that there is Luke Bryan mango lip balm for $3 on your website.
Hold on, I'm checking.
You have, it's Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye Lip Balm.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
For $30. You also have a Luke Bryan glow stick for $3.
For any of you ravers out there.
Yeah.
Or in case you get lost in the woods.
Then you got,
hold
like,
on, store.
Yeah, go to store and then accessories, and you'll see your lip balm at the bottom.
Let me see. Well, by God, you're right.
There you go. All right, Luke. So now you got some shopping to do. You can see all the other cool stuff you have on your website as well.
And I love it.
Koozies as well.
Hey, would y'all like me to
kiss
y'all with my own lip balm?
Yeah, would you?
Heck yeah.
How come I don't even have my lips, sir? It's wintertime. I need my own lip balm.
Well, there you go. $3. You can buy some.
Yeah. I bet you can get a discount. You might get an employee discount.
Crazy.
All right, Luke. We love you, man. Congrats
love
on everything.
Y'all. Thank you.
All right. Take care. It's Luke Bryan, everyone. Check him out. LukeBryan.com. You can buy your own lip balm.